Any questions for opening up to public hearing? Is there anyone in the audience that wants to speak on behalf of the application that's signed up?
I will.
Sure.
I've never done this before, so I don't know how it works. I just walk up and talk.
Yep. Give us your name.
Candace Davis. It's 20 acres and 100 units. I lived right next to Royal Vista. That happens to be, at one time, that happened to be 96 units on 5 acres. And I also lived right next to Stormy Point Resort, which was over 200 houses on about 50 acres. And I will say that the one thing I really like about those kind of projects are there's enough money that they can take care of the grounds and keep everything up to date and looking good. It also brings in a lot of tax dollars, which I like personally, because I like other people sharing the burden of what our taxes have to go for in this county, having such a burden of all the tourists that we have to take care of. So it helps with our roads and infrastructure and things like that. So I'm in favor of it because I believe that it's a project that will keep itself up and not deteriorate like some properties do. And I think it would be a betterment to that particular area because most of the good housing is on down in Poverty Point. Up where they're doing it, it's not so pretty. And so it'd be nice to have some pretty things up there, and maybe some of the other things that aren't so pretty will clean up or change hands.
Okay. Thanks. Good job. Thank you. Anyone else for the application? Opposed? So do you have an order? Have you guys coordinated or... If not, we'll just, is there anyone on this side of the room? No?
Can we ask a question?
Only if you've signed up.
Yeah, we signed up.
You're together?
We're together.
Okay, you claim them?
I'll claim them.
Okay, fair enough.
So we are property owners in Poverty Point, and so we just have some concerns about the project. Close to the project is the boat ramp. Is a boat ramp there that the county has? I can show it to you.
Right there.
There's a boat ramp there. And it's a gravel lot there. And when you come into, and that's used constantly. There's people coming in, putting their boats in. But more than anything, it's used for people to swim. So people swim on the ramp, and they have fires, and they camp overnight. And it's great that they're using the lake, but it's gotten more and more crowded, and I think with this development, all those people are going to want to use that access for the lake. And when that happens is that the more people that are there, when you go to put your boat in, people don't move. You know, it's kind of like that mob mentality. And so you go to put, someone's going to get hurt. I mean, there are kids, you know, running in front of you, people just hanging out in the water. And so I think if we're going to have that many more residents in this area, then that area has to be improved. There's no signs right now that say no swimming on the ramp. You know, when you're at like the park, there's signs. You know, people don't swim on the ramp. But here it's not controlled, and so people park wherever they want to park, and they swim wherever they want to swim, and I just think it's really just an accident waiting to happen for someone to get hurt there. And I think that this development is just going to compound that problem. And so I think that really needs to be considered. Do we need to improve that, have designated, you know, pave it, have designated parking spots, have, you know, no swimming signs on the ramp? I mean, and so there's a lot of traffic that comes in and out of their neighborhood, not from neighborhood people, and that's fine. But I'm just saying that it's a problem, and I think this neighborhood is going to make the problem worse.
If we put 600 vacation bedrooms, you know, right at the end of the street, that's the issue. So as long as you guys consider that, that's great. And I would, so where Dale comes out there on 165, we have plastic at that intersection all the time. So I'm stunned that MoDOT says that we don't need a turn lane there because you're coming around a blind corner going downhill when you're westbound. And, you know, we have plastic
45.
All the way out there at Dale. You know, that's a long ways around the corner. This is Dale here.
So, I mean, there's plastic laying in this intersection all the time where people hit it. So this is coming down a grade, and that's a blind intersection. I mean, it's going to be quite blind. So as long as you guys are thinking about that, that's great.
And they've also, that road there is grooved. They grooved that a few years ago to try and get people to slow down or something. I don't know. That all that road, they have grooves in the road.
And then as long as you guys are thinking about the additional load, the 600 bedrooms on that lift station, you know, so, I mean, I live on Poverty Point and I already paid for it once. I don't want to pay to upgrade it now because somebody put 600 bedrooms uphill from because it's going to gravity flow downhill to it. And then we start projects all over and they never end. So if there going to be a bond in place so that it can get cleaned up because there's a considerable grade there going down to the lake. So if the project fails and, oh, we didn't make any money, we're bust, we're bankrupt, are we going to have erosion control put in place so that all that doesn't end up in the lake or, you know, at least downhill? So thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the road or on the row that she's on? There in the middle? Next row? Are you next up? We'll go backwards. So are you guys signed up to speak?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to go?
I'm right on the back door.
Okay. You want to come up and speak?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I'm very new at this too, so if I do something out of order, I apologize. My name's Don Cameron. I live at 185 Ho-Hum Trail, which is south, almost right straight from this entrance right here, if that becomes an entrance. And
so the third house there is yours?
Hard to tell on that picture. If this is the top, it's either that one or that one. I don't have my glasses.
Okay.
But anyway, it's right in the middle there. I'm concerned. He said he had a buffer. He's going to use the timber for a buffer. Well, behind my house, there's not a whole lot of timber. It's real sparse. And that's one concern that I have. The other concern is how much impact that it is going to have on our sewer systems and our water wells, because we have private water wells out there. And you're talking about a big impact when you start putting that much usage in a little area. 20 acres is not that much area. Some of the other concerns, excuse me, is the traffic on the highway. We use that highway every day for one thing or another. And I actually in the morning wake up to the traffic coming down that hill. So there's a lot of traffic. You hear it on the road. Their buffer is going to be their buildings. However tall they are or however big they are, that's going to be their buffer. But the other, you know, the main issue is that we have a nice, quiet neighborhood. And my house is well kept. It is not a secondary house. I want you to know that. And it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me that I moved into that area for that very reason. It's quiet. And most of the people are very good people, and they're going to have a lot of the concerns that I have. You start talking about how many people they're going to put in that if they do fill it up. I'm not so much concerned when three or four people show up and they move in. I'm concerned when they do fill it up, the impact that it's going to have on us that live in that area and have lived there for years, not just a come-and-go situation. Which that's what that's going to be. Seems like to me a big transient bunch of people coming to have a good time most of the time. But then what happens when they don't come in the groves like they expect? And that changes to a different, I want to say, category or type of people that don't have any interest in trying to take care of the place. And that happens. It's happening all over Branson right now. It's happening in a lot of other areas besides here. But here we are. We have to live there. That's our home. We put a lot of money into it. Big investment. Not like this gentleman's doing. We can't do that. If we could, we'd all own a bunch of these things. But I've talked to a lot of the neighbors. I say a lot. Surrounding neighbors. And they're all of the same opinion. We're worried about the impact on our sewer, on our water, on our electric, where they're going to run their poles and how that's going to all happen, plus the buffer to keep us to where we don't have to put up with this. I don't know how tall these units are, but I really don't want to live with somebody looking down in my house from the backyard. I would hope that you will take this all into consideration because we are the ones that are going to have to live with it. You guys make the decision, but we are the ones that live with it. And I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good job.
Okay.
Next row. I think you're the hand raiser in that row. Let's...
When I have a letter from a lady that couldn't make it, first off, my name's Gary Stearns. I live at 187 Dale Avenue, probably one of the most undesirable ones that that lady was talking about. But I've been there 25 years, and my plan was, once it's paid off, which is close, is to get rid of that home and put a nice home there. But I don't want to do that if I'm going to have to live behind a bunch of overnight rental people.
And where's your house at in relative
to 187. It's the second one once you turn onto Dale on the left. Yeah, that'd be it. This lady gave this letter to another one. I just want to read her concern. Regards to Poverty Point condos on Highway, we are not at all in favor of this. The accidents already on 265, 165 are bad enough now, let alone have homes and roads leading to homes with the curvy blind spotted road. So her concern is really the main one I have. I don't know who on the road said that was safe, because that is not. Anybody here that's turned left onto Dale Avenue, time and time again, people coming that far down are, you know, and thank God there's a little bit of shoulder that people almost hitting me have gone around. How many here have had that happen? Over and over and over again. So having that blind spot up there is going to be treacherous. It's going to shut down the road time and time again. People are going to be hurt. There's going to be time delays of people trying to get home because there's only two ways in, from the left or the right, east or west. The other concern is, I know they just did a traffic analysis coming into Dale Avenue, and I heard in a five-day period it was 7,500 cars. That's not our neighbors. That's people using that boat ramp. It's now, those of us that have lived there forever used to be able to go down there and enjoy it. You can't go down there anymore. It's a cesspool. There's needles everywhere. There's broken glass everywhere from beer bottles. We put barrels down there. People have stolen them. We put signs, please pick up your trash. And then they spray paint FU over it. They don't care. It's not funny. They don't care. And these people that are, they're going to be using this property are going to be using that area. And it's just going to get worse. But my main concern is that traffic spot. My main concern. It's bad enough trying to get onto Dale. I cannot imagine people turning left there. And if you care, you will oppose this. Thank you.
Thank you. Next row. Is there anyone in the next row? Yes.
Okay.
Following row.
Okay. Hi there.
Good evening.
Excuse me if my voice quivers. I'm not used to doing this. I've made some notes so that I will hopefully keep on track. My name is Robin Jackson. I've lived in Poverty Point since 1999. And as I will reiterate from my other neighbors, amongst ourselves, we often say the entrance into our neighborhood is a death trap. And I'm going to admit, I almost didn't move into the neighborhood 20 years ago, because when I was out looking for homes, I actually was in a horrible car accident on 165. It wasn't right at